alive. Okay. Alrighty, so I guess we are, we left off. Can you hear me okay, Jonna? Good?
Yep.
You can hear me? Okay. Okay, so we left off first Peric. I think we're up to Mission Base. Okay. So, let's see. So we have, so if you want, maybe I'll fill you in. We had a nice thing on Siaga Batara. I could just fill you in later. Okay. So the thing is, right, so the Mishnah says, Shimon HaTzadik Haya Mishiyari Knesset HaGedola. Okay, so he was one of the Knesset HaGedola, Anshei Knesset HaGedola, Hu Haya Omer, Al Shlosh Dvarim HaOlam Omed. So he said that that on three things the world rests. Okay, Al HaTorah, Al HaVoda, Ve'al Gmilas Chasadim. Okay, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Okay, so Torah, the Ram and the Rashi say mean learning. Avoda is Karbanos. Okay, and Gemilas Chasadim is what I want to, what I'd like to get into. Okay? Okay, because there's an interesting, Rashi says an interesting thing here on Gemilas Chasadim. Okay? So Rashi says, okay. I mean, you know, I'm not going into like the basic question. You know, there's basic questions here. I mean, why are these the three things that the Torah that the world rests upon? I mean, why, you know, you could probably add, you know, all kinds of things to the list. I mean, why? How did Shimon HaTzadik reduce that the world rests on these three things, you know? Sorry, I didn't bring any money. So I'm not really going to go into, you know, the main part of the Mishnah about what it means the world exists, rests upon these three things, and why these three are the... I don't really want to go into that, but I just want to explain, go into an idea about Gemilas Chasadim, okay? So Sammy left. Okay. we sort of had an interruption. Should we like? I see he comes every week. Maybe I'll just bring. Okay. So, anyways, I'm not going to go into like the Mishnah talks about that the world rests upon these three things. What does it mean? The world existence depends on these three, and why only these three? I'm not really going to go into that that idea. But the only thing I want to go into is Gemilas Chasadim. Okay, so the Gemilas Chasadim, Rashi says an interesting thing. Okay, Rashi says, Al Gemilas Chasadim, Rashi says, Malva Ma'osav Ani. Okay, the Gemilas Chasadim means, okay, surprisingly enough, Rashi says it means lending money to an Ani. Lending, okay. Shehu Gadol Mehatzdaka. This is greater than Tzedakah. Why? Lefisha eno mispayish. Because it doesn't embarrass the man. Okay? So, interesting thing. I mean, a guy, Ani comes, you know, you will feel like you want to give him tzedakah. Better, no, you know, greater to lend him the money. Okay? Get the money back. Not so bad. Okay? And that is a greater thing, lending him the money. And expecting to get the money back, that is greater than actually just giving him the money and telling him, here, it's yours. Greater, it's a greater thing. Okay? Good to know. Okay? So Rashi says, why? Lefi she'enu misbayesh. It won't embarrass him. Okay? Va'od she'gmilas chasadim. Noheg bein ba'ashirim bein ba'aniyim. Another reason. Gemilas chasadim you can do for an asher also. Okay. Chesed applies to an asher as well as an ani. Okay. Bein b'meisim bein mechayim. I'm not sure what that's a reference to, but
here it's in brackets for me.
Yeah, me too. But there's Gemilas Chesed for Mason. Okay, I have to look into that.
Is this an ode for the reason why it's one of the three things, or an ode for why lending?
Why Gemilas Chesed lending is greater than Tzedakah. Okay?
So, because Gemilas Chesed applies to Shirin and Niyim?
Right. Applies both to Ashirim and Niyim, and Tzedakah obviously doesn't apply to an Asher.
But he said the thing that's gadol is just the lending to the ani.
Well, he means, yeah, but he's explaining gemilas chesed. Okay, we'll have to look into that. In other words, he's explaining why chesed in general is a greater thing. Okay. Okay, apparently if I lend to an asher, if an asher needs a loan, apparently that's chesed too. Okay, but it's not tzedakah.
Right.
Okay.
He's not giving another reason why Gemilas Chesed is one of the three things that the Dram HaOlam made.
What's that?
He never gave a reason for that. All he did was say why it's better than Tzedakah.
Why what?
I was reading this Rashi that it was saying that the Gemilas Chesed is great. One reason that Gemilas Chesed is great is because it's Malvim Elosav La'ani. I'm sorry, because okay, for one second.
All right. I mean, it's a good question. Does he mean va'od gemilas chasadim is? You're saying, in other words, what does it mean? Well, gemilas chasadim is great. The Mishnah is trying to say it's great, right? So it's great because it applies in more situations, right? Than tzedakah would apply, right? It applies even to an asher.
Okay. Right, not necessarily lending.
Not necessarily lending.
Well, okay, right. I thought that's how you were saying it. Okay.
Right. Bein b'meisim, bein b'chayim. Okay. He's talking about chesed in general. Right? Chesed in general applies to many more cases. Bein b'gufo, bein b'mamono. Chesed, the person could do with his actions. He didn't, not necessarily money. You're nice to a person. Okay, it's not necessarily monetary. Chesed is more expansive than tzedakah. Okay. Masha ain't came but tzedakah. Tzedakah is a limited institution. But chesed is wider. Applies to more situations. Okay. Kamosha amr, gedola gemilas chasadim, yoser min hatzedakah. The chesed is greater than tzedakah. V'cheinu omer, v'chesed Hashem me olam v'ad olam al yireyav. And the chesed of God is upon those that fear Him. Ukesiv ki amarti olam chesed yibane. Okay, that chesed builds the world. L'lamedcha shebishvil ha-chesed ha-olam iskayim. Because of chesed, the world exists. Okay. Pretty,
Good background music.
What's that?
Yeah, I think
good
it
background
fits.
Music.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Sort of like a kind of sound.
Okay. But the thing is like this. I mean, there is a logical question that we can ask at this point. Okay. Because couldn't a person ask, if I give tzedakah to somebody, is that not chesed? I mean, what am I doing when I give a person tzedakah? Am I not doing chesed? That's not chesed. That's simply, what is it? Right? In other words, tzedakah is a form of chesed. Chesed is a generic term that includes many types of kindness. But tzedakah is a specific form of chesed. When a person gives tzedakah, isn't he exercising chesed with regard to that other person? So how can you say that gemilas chasadim, the chesed, is greater than tzedakah? I mean, it's the general class. I mean, so if by greater you mean it includes more things, well, obviously. But if you're comparing them in specific, how could you compare them? tzedakah is chesed. You're saying chesed is greater than a form of chesed. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Right? It's like saying all the mitzvahs are greater than one particular mitzvah. I mean, it's it doesn't really, what is the sense of that? Right? When I do tzedakah, I am ipso facto doing chesed. So how can you tell me chesed is greater than tzedakah? Our friend, the Rambam, has addressed himself to this very point. So we need not despair.
Need not be perplexed.
Very good. Yes. Okay, so in the guide for the perplexed, the Rambam has at the end of the book, in the third book, chapter 53. Okay. Okay. So the Rambam says like this. This chapter treats of the meaning of three terms, which we find necessary to explain. Chesed, Mishpat, and Tzedakah. Okay? So the Rambam says like this. In our commentary on the sayings of the fathers, we have explained the expression chesed as denoting an excess in some moral quality. Okay? It is especially used of extraordinary kindness. Okay? So the Rambam says chesed means an excess of some moral quality. Okay, in this case it happens to be kindness, but it could be used with regard to any moral quality. If the person exercises that quality in excess, that's called chesed. Okay, so if a person does an act of extraordinary kindness, not just regular kindness, but excess kindness, that would be chesed. Okay. Now the Rambam says like this. What is tzedakah? The Rambam says tzedakah is something different. He says the term tzedakah is derived from tzedek, righteousness. Okay. It denotes the act of giving everyone his due and of showing kindness to every being according as it deserves. Okay. He says, okay, he goes into a little thing, but then he says, we do perform an act of tzedakah when we fulfill those duties towards our fellow men which our moral conscience imposes upon us, e.g. when we heal the wound of the sufferer. Okay? That's it. Okay? Then he goes, in the next paragraph, He sums it up a little. He goes, we have thus shown that chesed denotes pure charity, tzedakah, kindness, promoted by a certain moral conscience in man. Okay. All right, he seems to be right. So it's a little... leaves it a little vague. I mean, right? He's saying chesed is extreme kindness, right? An excess of kindness. And what is tzedakah? Tzedakah is when it's brought on by a moral conscience in man. Okay, we do perform an act of tzedakah when we fulfill those duties towards our fellow men which our moral conscience imposes upon us, e.g. when we heal the wound of the sufferer. Okay, so isn't that also kindness? When I heal the wound of the sufferer.
It just seems like the same.
It's like a form of justice. You mean that this person is in a situation that is incorrect. That shouldn't be that way. It's like a distortion. This person is in a distorted state, and therefore I have to redress his situation. right, and to redress his state. So it doesn't come necessarily from a sense of kindness, right? But it comes from a recognition that the man is in a state that is improper, right? And I have to help him correct that state, right? So it's right. It's close to an idea of justice that this I can't allow this condition to exist. But it's not necessarily coming from my sense of kindness or certain mitos tovos, regardless of whether I'm kind or I'm not kind. In other words, regardless of whether the person's kind, not kind, perfected, unperfected, but if he sees that situation in as a sense of justice, he can't allow that to continue. So really, the tzedakah, right, the tzedakah would seem emanates because of the situation, the external situation, and a sense of justice, a kind of justice. Okay? But not necessarily because of a mida of kindness, an excess of any mida. It doesn't stem from a mida. Right? That's right. That seems to be what he's saying. Now, by tzedakah, it doesn't stem from my midos tovos, necessarily. It stems from just the recognition of the injustice of a certain situation that I have to redress. Right? So would that make it two different things?
Interesting to think about, though, past that, because if it's not justice, then right. What is it? You know what I mean? Because let's say if you're to say that justice means that's the right thing to do, it's the correct thing to do.
Right.
So anything other than that.
You mean chesed?
Yeah, it just sounds weird at this point now.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I guess it kind of maybe puts it in a better light just to think about what it is exactly. But
what exactly it is.
Because once you say that this is justice, this is the category of justice, then what's anything else?
Right. Okay. I mean, so where does chesed fit in? If you say this is justice.
Yeah. Because let's say I were to say to you, it's justice to give this guy $5 because he needs to eat today. Something he doesn't have any food, he needs to eat, and to give him less than $5 would be it wouldn't only be not justice. It reflects on the fact that you'd be kind of cruel or something like that. That you're not recognizing it. But on the other side, if you give him more than that, I don't know. It kind of seems like that's also not justice because you're not giving him the proper amount. You might say it's foolish. You're giving him too much.
Giving too much.
What are you
right.
doing? You know.
Right. You're doing just a superfluous action.
Yeah.
Right.
So what is this? What are you doing?
So tzedakah would demand exactly that amount.
Yeah.
Anything other than that amount, greater or less, is not tzedakah anymore.
Right.
That's that's whatever, your own thing. That is not tzedakah. Right? But chesed, it would seem, falls into a different category. Right? Because chesed is a certain kind of relationship that I have with another individual. Right? That, in other words, when I interact with people, what should govern my relationship between them? Right? So, mitos, the mitos demand that when I relate to another person, that I extend a certain kindness to him. That's the proper way to interact with other people, with the mita of kindness. But that's really in the area of how I relate to others. What my relationship to others should be. You see, so there, you could say chesed comes into the picture. That a person has to relate to another person with a mida of kindness. Right? The cruelty is not a good mida. The kindness, he should express the mida of kindness when he relates to friends. Right? So there you could say that chesed is where I have an excess of that. You see, where I go beyond the minimal. As I have to be cordial to other people. That's the correct way for a person to function in society, cordiality. So his mitos should conform to that type of expression, because if a person's not cordial, can't get along, and can't function together with other people. So you need cordiality to function in society. So a person should adjust his mitos in line with that mode of functioning, because that the rationality dictates that to have society, you need cordiality. You see, but there you could say that chesed comes into the picture, because you could say there's cordiality, but now there's if a person increases that relationship and acts kindness, expresses kindness further than is necessary. See, that promotes that, you could say, is a perfection. That increases and promotes unity in among men. You see, that's where chesed could come into the picture, where you have a relationship and now you add on to the relationship. You promote a closer unity between men. You see, but that would be a different concept than tzedakah. Now, yeah.
So let's say in the case where the like Rashi's saying, when you would, let's say you have to give tzedakah to a guy, but instead you lend him money.
Right.
So it's true you'd be doing chesed, and you'd have a, in terms of relationship, that would be better.
Right.
Create more unity because you're not going to embarrass the guy.
That's right.
But is that to say that you're now throwing justice out the window because you didn't give him stuck on that?
Well, you're still rectifying his situation. I mean, I would say, like, if lending him caused him to not be able to pay you back and it would cause more harm, then it definitely wouldn't be justice. Like, doesn't this assume that it's going to be helpful?
Right. That's right. Right, in other words, that would be a good example. If I lend a person money, so then that's based on a certain kind of relationship. Now I'm establishing a relationship with the person, because now there's a mutual, there's some kind of mutual mutuality. I'm lending you, and if you're in trouble, you'll lend me. It's an expression of a certain kind of relationship. Why do I lend a person money? I have a relationship with him. Right? You don't lend a stranger money. You lend a person money, it implies, because I sense there's a certain, that we have a certain kind of relationship. Okay? I'm embracing you as a chaver. That's who you lend money to. You see? So therefore, if I help a person through that action, that would be chesed, because that would be an action that involves a relationship. You see, chesed is an action, an act of kindness that involves a relationship. Tzedakah is really where there's no relationship whatsoever. Tzedakah is simply, I'm doing it because of your state, because justice demands that I improve your state. You see, but having nothing to do with the relationship. Just an objective action of helping another person.
So they are mutually exclusive.
They're mutually exclusive. That's right. But of course, if I lend the man money, there's no need to give him tzedakah.
Right.
In other words, right, if lending the man money wouldn't redress his situation, so then there wouldn't be a relationship there. It wouldn't be an act that expresses any kind of kindness in the relationship. And it wouldn't be fulfilling removing his problem. Right? In other words, when I lend a man money, that's not an act of tzedakah, because it's more. It involves an actual relationship. Tzedakah is simply where the action is devoid of any relationship. Okay, they may accomplish the same thing, but it's two different methods, right? So, in terms of, if you want to use the term kindness as just not the way the Rambam is using it, but just as a good action, yes, they both involve a type of sympathy for mankind, You know what I mean? But they're two totally different methods. Okay? If I relate to a person as a friend, that's not tzedakah. What kind of tzedakah is that? That's not, I may be effectuating in improving his state, but it's via a totally different method. Whereas if I give the man tzedakah, that's a totally different method. That's simply, it has nothing to do with a relationship. I can send money to a person I don't even know in some foreign country because they're collecting for, destitute people in some foreign country in Africa. That's tzedakah. I don't know the person. I don't know any of the people there. But I know there are human beings on the earth that are living in a poor state. I can't allow this to happen. So therefore, my sense of justice dictates I must give them money. But it's no relationship. It's not a result of a relationship that I have with those people. I don't know them from Adam. You see? But if I lend money to a person, that's already an action that indicates some kind of unity. You see, we're partners, so to speak. I'm going to lend you, you'll pay me back. And if I need, you can lend me. It's a mutual type of action. Okay? So that's why he calls it an excess of a moral quality, because there is a certain relationship there, and you're relating to a person in a certain way, in a proper way, and then you enhance it. You see, but tzedakah is not, no relationship. Tzedakah is simply, I see this, there's a man that is in trouble, and I can't allow, my moral conscience tells me that this can't be. Not because I'm close to him. My moral conscience just tells me, how could I allow this to happen? You see, so it's a totally different type of thing. Yeah.
So what is the benefit of the relationship? Like why is that like a
He's not really saying, he's not saying it's good or bad. He is just saying, what is chesed? Where do you see chesed? That's all he's saying. He's saying, where do you see chesed? He's saying, when you give money to an ani, heal the wounded, that's not an expression of chesed. Why is that not an expression of chesed? Because it's not because of any type of feeling I have for that man. It's just a sense of justice. You see, whereas if I do something, not out of a sense of justice, but out of a sense of closeness to another person, you see, that's what the Ram says, that chesed is an excess of some moral quality, meaning I'm kind to another person. Kindness indicates a certain kind of close relationship, not necessarily because he's in a destitute state. You see, the Ram says tzedakah is only because he's in a bad state, right? My moral conscience. But chesed doesn't have to be moral conscience. Let's say the guy is he's doing fine, but I want to be nice to the guy. Right, the guy doesn't need anything, but I go over and I give him something gratuitously, just because I want to be nice, make him feel good. You see, that's chesed. I want to make a man feel good. That's not because the situation demands that I do this. It's intolerable. It's because I want to make him feel good because I have I want to promote a certain feeling between the two of us. That's chesed, where I just simply gratuitously feel a certain kind of closeness and I enhance that feeling, that relationship. And that's what he's saying. Otherwise, why do you go over to the guy? If he doesn't need it, why are you going over to the guy and just gratuitously giving the man, helping the man out? You see? That's the category where I have a relationship to the man. Okay. But tzedakah is a bishop. It's simply the objective distortion that I cannot allow to continue. So you can see clearly those are two totally different, distinct things. So tzedakah is not chesed. It's not chesed at all. It's not an expansion of any basic relationship. It's a totally different thing. It stems from the sense of justice that a man has. Okay, and chesed is not tzedakah. Because chesed doesn't have to stem from any sense of justice. Okay.
This is a question about that.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you say about a scenario where you don't have a relationship with the person, but it's not based on their, it's not based on the fact that they have a detriment in your, you know, that type of justice that we're talking about.
Right.
What would you say about that scenario? I don't know if this is, substantial enough, but if you, a random person that you don't know, but you, go and hold the door open for them, would you say that's kindness?
Yes, I'd say that's kindness.
Even though there's no relationship there.
Well, the thing is, I would say like this. Why are you holding the door open? You say, a person that only feels related to to people he knows wouldn't do that. He's only got his friends and anybody else. I don't know you. You see, a guy that holds a door open for a stranger, it means he feels close to people in general. That's his nature. He feels that people are like him and he's friends with them. And even if he doesn't know them, but he knows they're people. He feels close to them. You see, he feels a natural closeness because of he's on a higher level. He feels a certain closeness to man. It's not about him, but it's not his close circle, but his circle is very large. So he's sort of, operating on a more, maybe you'll say mature plane, whatever it is, but it's because he feels close to the person.
So this kindness is something that is within the person and not within the objective relationship of the person and the receiver type of thing?
Yeah, kindness is where it's how I relate to you on a personal level. And tzedakah is nothing to do with our relationship, even if I don't feel close to you at all. Even if I'm a person that would never open the door, hold the door open for a stranger, because I don't really feel close to man, you see, and I don't have too many friends, and guy who's a loner, you see. But even a guy like that, if he has a sense of justice, he'll walk by and see somebody suffering, he will immediately go to help them. You see, because he has a sense of justice. How could this go on? You see, you do see people like that. They respond to these type of situations, but they're not close people. They're not people that really are necessarily very excessive when it comes to friendship, when it comes to relations with others. But when something happens that people are in dire need, they feel a certain sense of that you got to help them. A certain sense of mission, or I can't remember the word, but a certain sense of justice. See, it's a different kind of, it's a different response. It's a response to a different kind of situation. Chesed is not a response to an emergency situation. You see, tzedakah is a response to an emergency situation. So that's why it doesn't matter who it is. You know what I mean?
I had a question about how Rashi described the loaning.
Yeah.
He says, you loan, and it's better because he's namaz ba'ish. So that just sounds like the loaning is saving him from the normal situation where it would have caused him, some auxiliary pain. It doesn't sound like the loaning there is to establish a relationship, really.
Ah. You see, but that's really very good. That fits in well, because why is he not? Why is the person misbayish when you give him tzedakah, and when you give him a loan, he's not misbayish? For that very reason. Because when you give a man tzedakah, what you're saying is, your situation is intolerable to me. So he's now in a destitute situation. So you're emphasizing that element. That's an embarrassing thing, you see. But a loan is something that you give to a person that's one of your chaverim, that's tied to you. Not because he's necessarily in a destitute situation, but because it's just an expression of friendship. So that is not an embarrassing thing. That's not an embarrassing thing. We're basically equals. Right now, okay, right now I happen to need a loan. Maybe tomorrow you'll need a loan. You see? But it's a mutual, it's an expression of a certain kind of mutuality. So that doesn't create embarrassment, because it doesn't isolate the person as being in a, you know, in a special situation that he's needy. He's a dependent. It doesn't isolate him.
Right.
He's not a dependent. We're mutually friends. So together we're partners. A person who's a partner, you don't feel I'm less than the other person. So that's exactly the point that the Rashi's following on the lines of the Rama. That's why alone is something that, on the contrary, promotes a mutuality and promotes the social existence. And tzedakah is something that does nothing to promote social existence. It simply is an emergency measure. Okay, but in terms of promoting a social unity, it doesn't do that. On the contrary, the person it lowers the person. You see? So that's exactly what he's saying, that the olam is miskayim means that in order to have a social unit, you must have actions that promote that. And chesed promotes the social. Tzedakah does not. To the same degree. Okay, it's not totally, I mean, it promotes it in some sense because it means that one person is helping the other. But it doesn't have the full expression. Okay? So therefore, Gevilas Chesed is really greater in that sense. Okay?
But Gevilas Chesed is still taking care of the justice aspect of that Tzedakah would have taken care of, right?
That's right.
Or else it would be done.
That's right. It makes the justice obsolete. Right? It deals with the situation in a way that justice doesn't have to be implemented. Okay.
What exactly was Rashi like bothered by? It just seems like a funny. I mean, it's a very nice point, but the I don't know. It just seems a little strange that Rashi all of a sudden is as if he's addressing a question of what's better, Tzedakah or Chesed, but. I mean, as Mishnah just said, the three things the world stands. Like all of a sudden he's going into a comparison of, you know, right. And then he gives us, and then also this example, this is really just like a paradigm case? Obviously this isn't the only kind of Gemilas Chesed, but.
Right.
I don't know if I'm asking like a.
Right, okay.
It just seems a little strange.
Why is Rashi going into this? Why is Rashi going into this?
Wouldn't you think that, I mean, initially, a normal person would probably think, like we were thinking in the beginning, that tzedakah is really chesed, and that's like the highest form of chesed.
It's tzedakah.
Money, yeah.
You think I just have to pay back? What could be better than that? You give him the guy needs help, you just give him the money. Isn't that a greater benefit to the person? So why would the Mishnah say that the world rests upon Gemilas Chesed when it could have picked Tzedakah? Tzedakah? If people are magnanimous and give away money to Tzedakah, that's what the world depends upon. Without that, the world can't continue, because that shows people are magnanimous and they are willing to help others even at a total financial loss. What could be better than that? So why did the Mishnah choose to exclude Tzedakah and say Chesed? That's Rashi's.
I mean, when you might think that on this like kind of continuum, Tzedakah would be greater, why is the Mishnah picking?
Why is Mishnah
picking the lower one?
Picking the lower one, picking Chesed, Tzedakah. I'd say if you're going to pick anything, pick Tzedakah. Chesed, okay, the guy's willing to lend money. Okay, that's not bad. But would he be willing to give it away? I'm not doing that.
Yes.
Well, you know, but on the contrary, Rashi's saying that now you would think that that's the type of people you need. Not true. That's not the type of people you need. You need the people that want to lend the money. Even if they're not willing to give it away. They may not be willing to give it away. But if they're willing to lend it, that's a different kind. That is the quality. See, it may not be the greater in every respect, but in terms of helping the world, that's the quality you need, where a person wants to lend the money. Because that shows he feels a certain closeness to the other guy. That's what he's saying.
Right. Okay. In terms of
that's right.
That aspect.
In terms of that aspect, this is the type of thing you want. Not tzedakah. This is the height. This is the highest level when it comes to unity.
Because it would be hard to say that a guy who is not willing to give it but would only lend it. Doesn't seem like such a great. It sounds like we're talking about a guy who would give it away, but instead will lend it, right? Isn't that like?
No, you could have a guy.
That's a higher guy, right?
Okay, what?
Guy who would give it away, but he realizes that, like, you know, I won't be mismanaged if I lend it to him instead.
Right, but let's say a guy wouldn't give it away, but people will lend. They're willing to lend. You have people that are willing to lend money, but they don't want to give it. They're not going to say goodbye to the money. You need money. Yeah, I'll lend. I'll give you a loan. But I'm not just giving you money. So it would seem that is, in terms of society, that is a greater... That is what you need. The fact that he's not willing to give it away, okay, that's irrelevant.
One problem.
You know what I mean? That's a separate problem. But in terms of society, that's... essentially what you need. The fact that he doesn't want to give it away is not going to hurt society. That's maybe his mishkanos. You see? But people that, let's say for instance, you have people that are anxious to give money away. And they're not interested in lending it because they don't feel they're not going to get it back. That would be worse for society. That would be worse. Guy says, yeah, just take it. Doesn't want to be bothered with a loan. Now I'm going to be aggravated. He's not paying me back. He is. Just keep it. See, that's not as good. That's what he's saying. Not as good. So interesting there. So the guys that don't want to lend it, don't want to give it, but they'll lend it. That's a certain kind of perfection. In terms of society, these guys are the guys we need. The guy's happy to lend, but not willing to say goodbye to the money. These are the guys we need.
That's not a personal milo, that's a help to the world.
In terms of society, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what about personally? So you have an interesting thing, because, right, you have on Rosh Hashanah, right? I think it's Rosh Hashanah. They say, I'm not such a good singer, but... right? Usa Shuva. Usa Feila. Then they don't say the chesed. They say, well, it's laka. Right? Ma'avirin, esroa, gzeira. Right? Not chesed. They tell me chesed's greater, I mean. Right? But it's tzedakah. There it's tzedakah. Right? Why is it tzedakah there?
You did chesed, it wouldn't be good.
Wouldn't be good, right? I mean... here you have a guy who's trying to save society. He doesn't want to give tzedakah because he wants social order. I mean, what could be... right? What could be greater than that? Tell me not. Now we need the tzedakah. Right?
I guess maybe in terms of like your own perfection, it's like a bigger realization if you have the idea of... like justice and relating to, you know, to other people as you know, deserving of the same situation you have. Whereas for society, it's a greater act to do the chesed, but in terms of the realization you have about it, the perfection comes through the tzedakah.
That's right. Right. In other words, the chesed in terms of society, true. But in terms of your perfection, tzedakah is really a recognition, an objective recognition, that there's another person that needs this. Not because I'm his friend. Objectively, even if he's my enemy, objectively, reality demands that I help this guy. That's an objective, not perfection. You see, chesed is not the same kind of perfection, because chesed, I'm doing it because I feel close to him. It's good to feel close to people, nice thing. That is a nice thing. But it's limited. It's limited. What about if you don't know the guy from Adam? What about if he lives on the other side of the globe and you have nothing to do with that guy? You see, that's already a different kind of perfection. In terms of the person, the individual, that's a greater perfection. It means he has a sense of objective justice. You see, so it's really two different frameworks. In Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, it's a question of the perfection of the person, improving the level of the person. You see, but here they're talking about in terms of what generates society, the unity in society. That's a different kind of thing. Yeah.
I mean, I think even within tzedakah, right, isn't it better to do it anonymously?
Honestly, that's right.
Relationship is not.
That's right.
Things should not be a part of it.
That's right. Anonymously, right.
But see, I mean, sorry, it's even better when you, right? Is that
It's definitely better, yeah, because anonymous means that it's just an objective, totally objective act.
And you'll avoid the busha, too.
And you avoid the busha, yeah.
Not as much as lending would, though.
Right.
Lending totally sidesteps it.
Right.
Here he's still getting something for free.
That's right.
Even though he doesn't know it's you.
That's right.
Right.
Still impacts him, even though it's not actually him knowing it's from you.
Right.
I like the way you said it before, that it's just you're sidestepping. When I asked about justice, like, oh, does this cover the justice aspect too? When you're doing Gimel's Chesedim, you're saying that it makes it like
obsolete.
Yeah, it makes it obsolete. It just totally sidesteps it.
Right.
Yeah, it's good.
That's right, yeah. When you've been anonymously, yeah, it's not a relative busha, it's not a busha relative to you, but vis-a-vis himself, it's still a busha.
Right.
His own self-image is impacted. That he's in dire need.
Right. Yeah. And within halacha, it would tell you, though, with tzedakah, diminish that aspect as much as you can, but
right.
Recognize you can't take it away totally, you know,
totally, right.
Unless you go to Gemilas Chasadim.
Right.
So ultimately speaking, well, practically speaking, so if you know that someone needs $100, and what is the better thing to do? Should you go over to him and say, here, I'll lend you the money?
Right.
Or should you, let's say, on the other extreme, just anonymously, you know, drop an envelope in his house or something?
It depends who you want to perfect, if you want to perfect his house.
Is that what it means? Is that
no, I don't know.
It
depends. When?
If you have a rogue zero, then you...
That's a good question. I mean, because that's what I was thinking also. I mean, it's you know, there's a little bit of circularity, because he's telling me, well, in terms of my perfection, it's greater to give the tzedakah, because it's an objective thing. But I mean, if you tell me that really in terms of mankind, the chesed is greater, so then shouldn't my perfection take that into consideration and say, yes, well, I have to forgo that improvement that I would have through tzedakah and have a really objective. Now I'm really objective. I'm not even interested in my own perfection. I just care about man. Wouldn't that be a greater perfection? So I don't know. I got to think about that one.
Yeah, one thing, but like Shmuel said before,
right?
If you can avoid, let's say you can actually do it anonymously, right, then you do avoid
doing
the busha.
Right.
So wouldn't that, isn't that, that seems like you accomplish.
No, because then
Sammy said, relationship.
Right, but then Sammy said that the busha, there'll still be a busha in terms of his own self-image. It may not be a busha vis-a-vis both you. But his own self-image, he knows that he's in a desperate state. But it's a good question. I mean, all we could say at this point is that there are definitely the two frameworks. You know, there's the framework of society, that chesed definitely is the best thing. And then there's a personal framework. A personal framework, tzedakah, has the advantage that it gives you a certain objectivity, whereas chesed, you lose that advantage. Because chesed depends upon the relationship. So, that's as far as we can go at this point.